That was Brian Bayo through translator Carlos Valoria at the Jimmy Fund Telethon with us on WEEI Afternoons, talking about playoff baseball, Fenway Park, something we're all looking forward to. Also something that no longer seems like we're hoping for it. We're now expecting it. It's an expectation, right?
It's
an expectation.
Yes.
Red Sox are going to the playoffs.
Yes. 93% jinx chance. Yes. Let's go.
Just jinxed it. Knock on wood. So we're good. Red Sox are going to the playoffs, and we know the Patriots, well, they play regular season football games. We don't know whether they're going to be good, whether they're going to be bad, but it made me think. Both teams are going to be playing in October again, which we haven't had that feeling for a while, Fitzy, the comparison purposes.
Four years or so.
Yes, and the Patriots aren't great, so it's not like the old days where you'd be like, well, Patriots are going to roll out of bed and win four games in October, even though their schedule isn't overly strong in the month of October. So I'll ask you guys. Red Sox are going to be opening wild card series in October. Well, I mean, I guess I presume the wild card series, but in October. And the Patriots will be playing the Bills, Browns, Titans. And what's the fourth game, Dan Ball? Can you look that up real
Saints.
Quick? Saints. Oh. Bills, Browns, Titans, Saints.
It's Bills, Saints, Titans, Browns.
That's three crappy teams.
Yes.
Three beatable teams.
Yes.
And then the Bills.
Correct.
So you're probably going to lose. So the upside for the Patriots is probably three games, right, to win?
Mm-hmm.
Three and one would represent a two and two September and a 3-1 October.
That'd be great.
And we're talking about a team that is in the proper turnaround.
Okay, so the Boston Red Sox will open up a wild card series with the best starting pitching in baseball, baby. Maybe not quite, but
at home, which is important to note because their record is very good at home.
So, Fitzy, I'll let you go first. Who's going to win more games in October?
You're probably not going to believe this is coming from the Foxborough fanboys' pipes. I think the Boston Red Sox win more games in October.
So explain.
Because I think they win. I think they win enough games in their three-game series to advance to the ALDS. Excuse me. And then I think they can win there. I think they make it to the ALCS. Like we're talking, like at least five wins on their way to a championship series. I'll tell you, I'd like to do this exercise, but we're making predictions right now. Who's got a better big three? Who's got a hotter starting rotation 1-2-3 right now? In the AL, I can't think of anybody.
Oh, no. Right now, you can't. I mean, when you have three pitchers who are in the top five in ERA, three starting pitchers in the top five in ERA, that's ridiculous. Uh-huh. It's kind of silly. Like, if you were putting together the AL's rotation, just the whole AL, based on June 10th to now, you'd look at those ERAs and be like, well, I guess I got to take three Red Sox starters, and then maybe I'll take a Scooble and a whatever, like to fill out a five-man rotation. Like, that's how good they've been. Now, whether that's realistic, whether that is sustainable, because the one problem with that theory, Fitzy, is it is August 27th. The month of October is still, well, literally more than a month away, and a lot can change. We've seen that over the course of a baseball season, Red Sox seasons. I mean, how many times do we feel like we go from 7-game winning streak to 5-game losing streak, and you're like, wow, that really changed.
Yeah.
As one of the texters pointed out, I did push the panic button last week, and I've now unpushed the panic button. I don't know if that's allowed.
How do you hit the kill switch, you mean?
Yeah, it's a, what do they call those, toggle switches? So when you can push it in, but then you can push it again, it comes
tune in tomorrow so he can repush it.
It is amazing. You press that panic button, and then literally like a week after the weekend, you were like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's go, guys. Everybody on board. Come on. Let's hoo-choo.
I just go with what I see.
Okay.
I react or maybe overreact to what I see.
That was
on
a bit of an
basis.
Overreaction.
Ted, before I get to your answer to this question, I'll go back to the poll because I think Fitzy will be happy that the, unlike Will Middlebrooks, the voters agreed with him. Which team will win more games in the month of October, Red Sox or Patriots? 62% of the votes came in for the Red Sox, only 38%.
Almost two-thirds of respondents. How do you like that?
Now, in line with our previous conversation about the trends of these two teams, this vote would have gone differently, what, about 2 months ago? May sometime. Sometime in May when the Patriots won the draft, won the free agency, won the offseason, and Ted Johnson was like, 10, 11 wins. Oh, they're going to go to the playoffs. And the Red Sox were kind of scuffling about. I think this voting would have gone a different way. But Ted Johnson, right now, who do you think wins more games in the month of October?
It's the Red Sox, and it's really not even, to me, close.
Wow. We are just like, I just want to clarify. Well, I mean, but this means everybody's guaranteeing they're advancing around in the playoffs. Not only are they making it, they're advancing.
Oh, yeah, because it's a three-game series. I'm reactionary. It's a three-game series, and it's in all three games, I believe, are played at Fenway Park.
I don't know if that's true. Dan Ball, can you check on that for me?
If you are the first wild card team, I believe, you host all three.
Okay.
You host all three.
Yeah. So even if you lose, you stay at home and you can close out the series. Mm-hmm. But so you just kind of mocked me a little bit for being reactionary. But we are now, for a team that hasn't made the playoffs in a few years, for a last place team, a team that falls apart late in the season, now we're not only like, yeah, they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to advance to the second round of the playoffs, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Despite the Patriots playing Bills, Browns, Titans, and Saints. Three of those teams could pick in the top three picks next year.
We could literally be 1, 2, 3.
Yep.
Don't we feel like we got a handle on this Red Sox team? I mean, we've been seeing them play for a few months. We've seen training camp and we've seen preseason games. We don't really know what the Patriots are.
Yeah.
We feel like we got our, finger on the pulse when it comes to the Red Sox, and particularly when you highlight how good the starting pitching is, at least the top three guys. How do you bet against the Red Sox? In this scenario,
Fitzy, we have, what was your phrase? Consistently inconsistent.
Consistently inconsistent, and that means there's another swoon coming.
And that's kind of how I feel about this baseball team. As much as I trust them, and as much as they are actually building themselves a little room for a swoon here, so they could still make the playoffs. Maybe not as the number one wild card, but still make the playoffs through some losing. I feel like what we've learned about this team over the course of the season is the other shoe could drop. Fitzy's right. Yes, Dan Ball.
I also think this Red Sox question is matchup-based, where if you get the Yankees, we've seen exactly how easily the Red Sox can handle the Yankees. But for me, if they get the Seattle Mariners with the starting rotation that Seattle has with the inconsistencies in the lineup, I don't love that matchup for them in a three-game series. So it's very matchup-based for me. I think I'd lean Patriots in this, personally.
And is that partly the matchups? Like what we just talked about, we're not exaggerating. The Browns, the Titans, and the Saints will be in play for like the top three picks in the draft this year, in all likelihood.
It's the Arch Manning sweepstakes.
Right. Exactly. It's largely the fact that the Patriots have an easy schedule and the Red Sox have a couple teams they fit well with, a couple teams they don't, and a bunch of guys who have played no playoff games yet. Like, I'm relying on Crochet and Bayo and Giolito to do something in the playoffs that we haven't seen from them yet, which is pitch.
From a Patriots perspective, by October, you hope that you've settled into who you are. Mike Vrabel is your head coach. We think he's a good head coach. Josh McDaniels is your offensive coordinator. We think he's a good offensive coordinator. You've settled into what your offense is going to be. And Drake May may have settled into who he's going to be.
If you think about just think about that for a second. The quarterback matchups for the Patriots in the month of October. Okay, Josh Allen. All right, in the first game in October, not a good matchup. And then the Saints. Who are the Saints going? Rattler. They're going with Rattler.
Rattler's their starter, yeah.
And then a rookie Cam Ward there in Tennessee, and then Joe Flacco in Cleveland.
I think all three of those are TBD.
To me, Drake May is better than all those guys.
Right.
So theoretically, they should win those games.
But I don't even know if those guys will still be in the roles. Yeah, your boy Shador could be in the starting lineup by then, or Dylan Gabriel, the bird whisperer. Yeah, but all three. Like, I think very little of those three football teams. Now, I'm not saying these Patriots aren't good enough to just roll out and say we're going to win three straight games. But I think two months ago,
I would have picked them beating all those teams.
And now you're not.
Now I'm skeptical.
I think they can win two of those games, and I think that's more than the Red Sox win.
Wow. So Dan Ball does not have the Red Sox advancing.
No, I think they get to the playoffs, and I can see them losing in the wild card round.
Okay. Oh. Okay. And I could, too. I don't want to.
Right.
But I also think the other part of me is this whole, overdue. Like, I don't know if I totally buy into Bayo and Giolito can keep up this level of pitching.
Yeah.
For another month and a half.
Flippity flop. Here we go. 5 minutes ago, you were driving one of the duck boats down Mass Ave, and now here you are on the other side.
No, so listen. I think Crochet will be great. I'm all in on Crochet and Whitlock and Chapman. So I have that whole theory where I have a win right there because Crochet goes 7, Whitlock, Chapman, done.
And on a technicality, that game will be the last game in September. That's when the wild card round begins, is September 30th.
Oh, that's even more porked.
And then October 1st, October 2nd is game 2 and game 3.
Yeah, that, I saw that, and I didn't really take that into consideration, that one day thing. That's even worse for the Red Sox. If the crochet game that you should win, could win, you like that matchup almost regardless of any matchup, if you lose that, if you don't get credit for that game, yeah, that's really unfortunate. The flip side is, Fitzy, what about all Patriots fans that have this theory that the Patriots always steal one from the Bills? What if you sweep up October?
A Sunday nighter in Buffalo? That's going to be tough.
I didn't say it was likely. I'm just...
That's going to be tough. Remember, don't forget, you know, it's mid to late October when I think you're going to really know what this Patriots team is all about, and when you'll probably see Drake May start to fully grasp his powers within the McDaniels offense. That's great because he's going to be able to feast on the Titans and, you know, Callahan's Titans and Kellen Moore's Saints and freaking Stefanski's Browns with Dillon Gabriel and God knows who at running back. I full well expect the Bills to serve it up to them as well, because this will be the last time they host them in the old stadium.
So did I just talk you into the Patriots having a chance to win more games in the month of October?
You did not, but nice try.
Oh, I tried. I talked Dan Ball into it. I'm a little surprised at the pessimism from Dan Ball there.
Why?
I don't know. I thought you would be jumping on the pro-Boston baseball bandwagon. Like, you're a baseball guy.
I mean, I'm a massive Red Sox fan, but I'm a realist with how inexperienced and inconsistent this team is.
But what about all the numbers that are on your side right now? Chapman is ridiculous. Bayo Giolito, ridiculous. Like, there's a lot of trending analytics that say the Red Sox are a really, really good baseball team, put together nicely.
Trending analytics in the middle of the regular season for guys who haven't done it in the postseason.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. Mixed in with some, I mean, you got Bueller and Bregman are the two,
right,
you know, guys that
have had horses.
And Chapman that
has had mixed results.
So that counts for something. That kind of maybe offsets a little bit of the inexperience that you have.
I'm not saying they get swept. I think you go to a game. Yeah. I think you go to a game three. You just need one of Bayo or Giolito to do something impressive.
How was Chris Sale in his first start? Like, not great right in the postseason, right?
I don't know. You brought it to the table, so I'm going to assume you know. Was he not great? I don't recall.
Yeah, my bad.
Don't ask me a question I don't know the answer to.
Ask me.
Yeah, ask Dan Ball, and he'll look it up for you. That's what I do. No, I do. The youthfulness goes both ways. Like, that's one where the youthful energy that everybody's crediting for the winning and the third best record in baseball since Devers was gone, all of that. Like, there's a lot of people. We got a text earlier that said Giolito's been great since Roman Anthony was called up. And, like, so you're crediting Roman Anthony with Giolito's success? How'd that work? How does that work? A veteran pitcher coming off an injury and somehow Roman Anthony?
Well, it's really, take it further, it's the reason Roman Anthony is playing as well as he is because of Bregman. So it's really Bregman that brings it
all comes
together.
Full circle.
But and let us, Andy, let us hope that Crochet is better than 2017 Chris Sale in his two starts in his first postseason, of course, also his first season with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
No great. 8.38 ERA.
Oh, yeah, that's not what we're looking for. If Crochet has an 8.38 ERA in the postseason, I do not believe the Red Sox will be winning a lot of games or advancing or winning more games than the Patriots.
Can I take a right turn real quick?
Sure.
The Patriots have released their practice squad.
Okay.
Here we go.
You guys curious some of the names?
Sure, tell.
I think some of the more interesting names are running back Terrell Jennings is on the practice squad.
So your guy's gone. Your guy's not even on the practice squad.
He's not even on the practice squad.
Dan Ball wins again.
Jermichael Hasty. Jeremiah Webb is my guy. He's on the practice squad. Wide receiver, number 29. You saw him in preseason.
Oh, he was awesome. Yeah.
And then Braden Swenson was a fifth rounder?
Yes.
Yeah. So he is on the practice squad. So
nobody claimed him.
No, nobody claimed him. Yeah.
Some people were saying that was the most surprising cut from yesterday.
Yeah.
Was Braden Swenson as a fifth round pick.
Yeah. Especially when you consider they kept 11 rookies and the fifth rounder was, a lot of people thought that was a steal in the fifth round.
And also for a team that's not exactly locked and loaded on the edge.
Right.
It's not like you have, I don't know, TJ Watt on one side and, you know, JJ Watt on the other. You're like, yeah, it's too bad. There just was a numbers game. No, you have Harold Landry, Chasen. Like, you got some guys that have had nice camps. That's about it.
Can I just say, I'm glad they expanded the practice squad. It was always a joke when they had like six guys or eight guys. How do you get better if you can't, have bigger practice squad?
Yeah, yes. Now they have – it's 16 now, right?
Yeah,
I believe 16. It's 16. Yes. And they expanded – it can be almost anybody. It can be older players. Almost anybody is now eligible for the practice squad. I saw you were talking about Hunter Renfrow getting cut in Carolina. There was talk they wanted to bring him back to the practice squad.
Oh, can you imagine?
Try to keep the development. That's a tough sell, but
Hunter Renfrow, practice squad after what he's done in the league?
But
please.
If you want to keep the dream alive
and keep,
you know.
I give those guys a lot of credit.
Chugging it. Yeah,
I do.
And the Javon Baker era has officially come to an end. Wow.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which is so weird because a lot of people were taking victory laps yesterday about, like, I told you he was going to make it. He's a special teamer. He's really good in the kicking game now. He's an extra wide receiver. And I even saw some people saying, like, he's not Matthew Slater, but he's a great special teamer now. And I'm like, after a couple months in summer and camp, and I don't know. I didn't really buy it. So
I'm curious where Kendrick Bourne goes. For him to ask for a release, I feel like he'd have to have a pretty good idea of where he's going.
A wink and a
nod.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Unless he felt like he was for sure getting cut. Like, to give up that kind of salary, it just, you'd have to think that he has another option coming.
Yes, Dan Ball.
The streets are taught. This isn't a rumor, but more just people surmising that he might be headed back to the 49ers with how many wide receiver issues.
I know, but
having.
Are they going to pay him what the Patriots
probably not.
Are
Maybe
paying?
He just wants to play. Wouldn't you appreciate that if he gave up some money and he just wants to play? Just wants to be someplace happy and play?
Yeah, that's me. I'm team guy all the way. Just play. Whatever. Pay me whatever, and I'll do whatever, coach. Yeah, absolutely.
617-779-7937. If you want to react to our little discussion about who wins more games, Red Sox or Patriots in the month of October, or the Patriots roster moves, Kendrick Bourne, any of the football chatter we've had today here on WEEI Afternoon. Speaking of which, football talk on WEEI is brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Nailed it.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll talk to Ted Johnson's former teammate, Chad Brown, a Buffalo, a Patriot, and now a broadcaster. He'll do Bill Belichick's game right here on WEEI on Monday night. You got UNC and TCU. Chad Brown talking about Bill Belichick. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.